Now it is time for our next album review. This week we have another intern with us, Rosie. How are you doing?
Hey guys, what's up? Hi Rosie, thank you for coming on today. So what album have you chosen for this week?
So I chose Ghost, the Swedish rock band. Their new album came out in September called Message from the Clergy.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, so what genre would you say that is?
It's kind of in rock, but it's kind of like a punk rock, like darker little bit vibe.
Ooh, sure, all
okay.
Right.
That's interesting. It's a little change up of what we've been having on the show so far, mm-hmm, so I'm excited
love that.
To hear. Any favorite songs from the album?
Definitely Mariana Cross. That one blew up on TikTok.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, see, another TikTok alert. Here we go.
We were just talking about TikTok. And so I think I've heard of Mariana Cross. It was a trend that sort of went viral as well. I've been kind of interested in listening to the song because I haven't like listened to it full through yet, but I had heard it on TikTok and I was like really vibing with the little snippet.
So I'm not familiar with the song or the trend. So like fill me in, like what's the trend?
I think the trend kind of varied a little bit, but the one that I saw was someone would like take a picture of them from several years ago. So like a younger picture of themselves. And say something like in the caption that they might have been insecure about, or like they heard somebody say that made little them feel kind of bad. And there's a line in the song that is, your beauty never ever scared me. And the next part of the TikTok would be them all grown up, like reassuring their little self that they're beautiful and it's really wholesome and cute.
That is so cute. It's like it's like a almost like one of those like transition videos, but it's like, you know, like stronger and grown up and
yeah,
you know,
it was
that.
Like really sweet.
Beautiful.
I liked it.
I love that.
And what was like your favorite part about the album and Mariana Cross? Like, did you like how the genre was? Did you like the lyrics? Like how was it for you?
So I found Ghost through the TikTok trend. Mm-hmm. So I started listening to more of their songs. And when I was doing my album review, I listened to the whole album and it was so hard to be like not saying all of them are my favorites because it's a no-skip album for me.
I love that.
Really?
It was so good.
Okay, that's rare when you can listen to an album where you're like, you don't get sick of it.
And the beat for Mariana Cross, it kind of reminds me of the Hex Girls from Scooby-Doo.
Oh my gosh, yes.
What? Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, speaking of Halloween, it's approaching. That is
yes.
Perfect. It's so
spooky
on brand.
Season.
Spooky season. All right, here it is, Mariana Cross by Ghost on 103.3 WZND. Mariana Cross by Ghost on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday. I loved that. That was so much fun. What did you think?
That was literally the definition of like spooky season for me. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm cranking to this. This is like Halloween.
Absolutely. Rosie, I can see what you mean by like the Hex Girls.
Yes,
like, comparison.
100%.
Amazing. Scooby-Doo vibes for sure.
For the win.
Absolutely. And we were talking a little bit about like before we played the song, that this album was a no-skip album for you. And that sort of made me think of my very first album review myself as a music intern those many years ago. It was Sawayama by Rina Sawayama. Oh, my goodness.
That's so good.
Have you heard it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh. It is probably one of my favorite albums of all time.
Love that. I'm going to have to check that out.
Absolutely.
If I had to say a no-skip album for me would be Montero by Lil Nas X.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't think
so
I could
good.
Skip a song from that.
Many collaborations in that one. Yeah.
There were, really. I feel like it was like half collaborations, but in like the best way.
Oh, yeah. Like he had Doja on there. He had Megan Thee Stallion on there. Like Lil Nas was going off with that one. Let me just tell you that. And then he had Jack Harlow. Like, oh, what
absolutely.
More can you want?
And about going back to Ghost
going
and
back,
everything.
Hold on.
You told us something about Ghost that I thought was kind of funny, that they did something recently with baseball.
Oh, yes. So when they had their tour in America, when they came to Chicago, they recently just pitched for the Sox game.
What? Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Yeah. That's so fun.
I'm a huge White Sox fan, so this makes my heart very happy.
I love that. I love when we see, like, celebrities or artists just, like, doing, like, random stuff.
I know. That's so fun. Like, if I was famous, I would be like, get me out there on the White Sox mound.
Yeah, just let me do something
throw
fun.
Ball. That's the
you
first
know?
Thing I'm doing if I get famous.
Absolutely.
Just so
oh, my gosh. Well, thank you again so much, Rosie. I loved the song. I can't wait to check out the album. And if you want to check out the full album reviews from this week and all of our other album reviews, you can go to WZND.com and check it out under the album reviews tab.